Yesterday, a crowd of alumni, benefactors, and community members came together to celebrate the ribbon cutting of a new facility for the Civil Engineering Department at the University of Arkansas. The Grady E. Harville Civil Engineering Research and Education Center, informally referred to as CREC, was celebrated with a panel of guest speakers that included the acting chancellor, Bill Kincaid.
As you know, this year, the university is celebrating 150 years of serving the people of Arkansas and the nation. That involves a lot of proud reflection on our past, but also thinking hard about how we can excel going forward. So what better way to celebrate our sesquicentennial and propel the university towards our future than to cut the ribbon on a truly impressive facility like this?
The namesake of the new building also spoke about the importance of making the University of Arkansas an institution that others would view as the next great leader in the field of civil engineering.
Today, Arkansas is a leader in the steel industry. And with Dr. Prince leading this lab, I think this facility and the University of Arkansas will become a leader in steel research.
Gary Prinz is the new director of CREC and says part of the experimental research the new lab will be conducting will help improve building safety.
We have building codes, but oftentimes those building codes are informed by research, and oftentimes that research is experimental research. So facilities like this allow us to push structural systems to the next level, make them safer, make them more economical, and help it just improve our infrastructure in general.
And yesterday's ribbon cutting wrapped up with a unique ribbon and scissors. They instead used a piece of steel and a gold-painted grinder. This is Ozarks at Large.